Good evening, and welcome to Talk Truth Radio with your host, Dr. Rayne Morgan. Dr. Rayne Morgan is Mother Earth, and you can look forward to the next 3 hours of enlightening talk. What are the issues? More importantly, what are the solutions? We hold the torch. Together we stand. Now join Dr. Rayne and this evening's guest. Open your mind and have a good time.
Hey, and good evening. Welcome to Talk Truth Radio. I'm Dr. Rayne Morgan. I am your host. And we are here one more Wednesday night. We are brought to you, sponsored by Energy Enhancement System. Energy Enhancement System is the newest, greatest, most awesome thing for healing the body. Let me just tell you just a little bit about it, and then please go to the website. Dr. Sandra Rose Michael is the inventor, and Energy Enhancement System generates multiple bioactive life-enhancing energy fields, including scalar waves, which can allow cell regeneration, improve immune function, provide relief from pain, detoxify the body, elevate moods, and assist in balancing the brain to increase energy levels and promote wellness. Please go to eesystem.com and check it out. So thank you so much, Dr. Sandra Rose Michael, for making it possible for our show to come out every Wednesday night. Well, okay, guys and dolls, you know that this is the last Wednesday night of the month. I can't believe this month is over already. But it is. It's the last month, and we always do something very special on this show. I bring Monica Lewis, our Sabian astrology astrologer, a master astrologer, I might add, and that's just from my opinion, but my opinion is the only one that really counts, well, to me, anyway. We love Monica Lewis. I brought her on my Sunday night show as well. Maybe she hasn't been on that show yet, but she's coming on my Sunday night show. I can't remember which one it is. Monica, don't let me go on and on. Hi, Monica Lewis.
Hello, Rayne.
How
are
you?
This is Wednesday night, and it's a full moon, and I haven't been on your Sunday show yet.
That's right. You haven't been on that show, but you're coming on that show.
I guess I'm coming on Sunday, the last Sunday in October.
Yes, you are coming on, and we're going to be... Actually, Monica, I think I would like to have you on maybe, say, the second week in October, because I'd like to have you talk about... Oh, no, you're coming on Halloween night.
Yes, well...
Halloween night, that's right.
Halloween night is Wednesday, and... I don't know when you want me to do the Halloween lecture, whether you want me to do that Sunday night, October 28th, or Halloween night, October 31st, which is a Wednesday.
Well, is that a Sunday night?
October 28th is a Sunday night.
You could come on October 20th. No, not the 29th. Let's do that show on the Wednesday night show, the 24th.
That you want to do now Wednesday night, the 24th, you want to do the Halloween?
Oh, no, wait, the 31st. Oh, okay, guys, dolls, everybody out there listening to that, they're thinking, can you get this straight, Rayne? What's going on here? No, we're going to do it Wednesday night, the 31st, because that's Halloween night.
Right. So
okay.
I'll do the Halloween lecture on Halloween night.
Yes.
Okay, I got that straight. I'll put it
all
in
right.
The diary.
All right. So... tonight, we're going to be talking about what's coming in the month of October.
Yes.
But you know what I thought might be fun, Monica, is if you just give kind of a recap of what we've seen come to pass this this past month of September.
All right.
What a month for me.
I'll do a short recap of September. The big, big thrill for September was that we had a solar eclipse, new moon, on September 11th. And that new moon was quite powerful because I talked to a number of people talking about that day and the two or three days following. And everyone had some really important events go down between approximately September 11 and September 18. Just a lot of events. People were heightened emotionally. People got involved with all sorts of things. All sorts of breakthroughs occurred and breakups. Seemed to be the solar eclipse seemed to be pushing people to new levels, whether they wanted to go or not. Some people went kicking and screaming, and as a result, the new moon itself, September 11th, was a highly emotional day. I talked to a number of people who said that the new moon itself was a highly emotional day. So we'll see how this plays out, and because the new moon solar eclipse of September 11th goes for 6 months, and we'll see how it plays out over the next 6 months. We've just seen some beginning developments on the work front. People trying to make breakthroughs. There's been more emotionalism coming into the air around international relations. I've noticed that. The verbiage is getting a little more shrill, which kind of reflects the emotional strain that the new moon of September 11, started.
Uh-huh.
But tonight, I want to move a little forward. Tonight, September 26, we have the full moon today. It's the full. I want to recap that. I mentioned that in last month's forecast about the full moon of September 26, and that's today. So I wanted to recap that a bit because I'm sure people have been feeling the full moon effect. The full moon came around noon today. In the Western Hemisphere. But this is the day of the... today is the day of the full moon. And this full moon is one of three full moons. The full moon of September 26th, the full moon of October 26th, and the full moon of November 26th, which are called super moons by astrologer Richard Knoll. And the reason that is because the moon in its orbit around the Earth is at perigee, meaning it's closer to the Earth right now than it is any other time. So if you went out tonight and looked at the full moon, you'll notice that it's huge, that it's really big.
Uh-huh.
And that's simply because the moon in its orbit is closer to the Earth right now. And the full moon is 1/16th bigger than it is when the moon is a little farther away in its orbit. And this full moon is going to make extremely high tides. It's going to, being at perigee, it's going to make more high tides than normal. It may trigger +5 earthquakes because just the fact that the moon is closer physically, it puts more stress on the crust of the Earth.
And that's called perigee?
Perigee. It's simply an astronomical term. The orbit of the moon around the Earth is not an exact circle. It's kind of an eclipse. And when the moon is closer to the Earth than it is at other times, its closest point to the Earth is called perigee. And right now, the moon is closer to the Earth in its kind of semi-elliptical orbit. And that makes the moon look 1/16th bigger than it does when it's farther away. So if you go outside tonight, it is the harvest moon. This September 26th moon today is the harvest moon, and it's called that because it's the moon nearest the fall equinox. And the moon nearest the fall equinox, whether it's in the sign of Aries or the sign of Pisces, it doesn't matter. The nearest full moon to the fall equinox is always referred to as the harvest moon.
Okay.
So tonight is the harvest moon, and by tradition, the harvest moon is the biggest, it's the biggest full moon. And that's because this full moon tends to fall when the moon is closer to the Earth at perigee. So now we have a series of times, this September full moon tonight, the one of October 26th, a month from now, and the one of November 24, each of those full moons will also be occurring while the moon is in perigee distance to the Earth. So we have 3 months of what is called super full moons. So the effect of the full moon, which is more high tides, physical stress on the planet, people having higher emotional stress, all those people out tonight who are working in emergency rooms on police forces, they're going to be very busy during this full moon period and the next two full moons for the upcoming 2 months. Because with the moon being at perigee, it's just going to magnify the effect of a full moon. And the full moon always brings out people, issues with polarity. There are mood swings a lot. So I'm bringing that up, you know, because it's kind of a special night that we have such a full moon. And just to give a little recap of what the full moon today is about, the full moon today was in the moon itself was in 4 degrees Aries, Sabian symbol, and the sun was opposite in the 4th degree of Libra, Sabian symbol. So this full moon has to do with a group of people sitting in communion, like people around a campfire in a hopeful situation, but it's an increasing polarization. People will be deciding, moon and Aries asserting themselves about who do they want to be in relationship with and what do they want to commit themselves to, like for the future. What hopes and dreams do they want to get together with other people and work on? And they'll be forming alliances. So tonight on this full moon, because the full moon is always the moment of objective awareness when you can see clearly, it's the time when you'll decide who you want to partner up with in order to further your ambitions for your human development. And I would also say, since the moon itself in 4 degrees Aries is two lovers walking down a lane, it's more extensive polarization, I would say some people tonight may get in terrible fights with who they're living with. Like I said, huge emotionalisms, simply because of the effect of the moon being so close to the Earth and it being a full moon, and people suddenly getting irritated by this, because our bodies are 90%, over 90% water.
Right.
The gravitational pull of the moon on the whole planet, that includes our bodies and all living things. So our water fluids, we're going to have very high tides in our own cell structure. And for some people, that's going to be an incredible irritation. And then they're going to take it out on their partner. You know, I mean, it's that kind of thing. So I would be expecting that this full moon, expecting people to be very emotional. But from here to the end of the month, we have the full moon is tonight, and then we have tomorrow night is still the full moon. And the 3 days following the full moon is called a period. The 3 days following a full moon are a period of very high awareness, where you're just kind of floating on cruise control at a high level of perception. So I would expect that from now until the end of the month, you can expect that people will be dealing with the reverberations directly of this full moon in their relationships and their lives. So what I'm saying is, if people are tending to get very emotional right now in their relationships, just write it out. Call it the super full moon effect. And don't get over-attached to what people are doing, because they'll calm down a few days. Wait till the 1st of October, things will settle down a bit. But that's just a little thing. Thing I noticed today on the full moon, that people were driving erratically. We had people stopping in the middle of the street and making a radical left turn without signaling in front of us, you know, things like that.
Uh-huh.
People running red lights, and you're going, you know. So I would recommend that people watch their driving the next few days and drive very defensively.
Yeah.
Because people will just be that moon in Aries. I'm behind the wheel. I'm coming through. Get out of my way. So, you know, I've noticed today, I've just warned people to watch their driving tonight, tomorrow, and the next few days. Because people will do unpredictable, impulsive things. Just like I said, the man immediately decided he needed to make a left turn. he slammed on his brakes, and he did, and he turned left, and he didn't signal. So that's who I saw today. But that is that kind of unpredictability. And don't believe just because the lights turn red that somebody's going to stop. So that's just, that's the simple thing that I'd look at for right now. And then I'll want to get on. If you have any more questions, I'll just get on with the report. And let
yeah,
you have
get
any comments.
Going.
Okay. Well, to give you a quick overview for the October forecast in astrology, what we have is the first half of October, from about October 1st through the 10th, we're doing a lot of reformation of our beliefs and our ideas about the world, because Jupiter is squaring Uranus exactly on October 9th. But it, since Jupiter and Uranus are very big planets, they're in a square formation right now. It's incoming, it's forming, and it's almost completely formed. So from now until October 9, 10, we're working with the Jupiter-Uranus square. And Jupiter and Uranus, when they're together, mean gigantic breakthroughs. The Jupiter-Uranus square means a radical reorientation of one's thinking. It's in a waning square, which is like the last quarter of the moon. And Jupiter-Uranus, it means that suddenly you're going to do a shift in consciousness. Now, combine this with the full moon effect, the awareness of, oh, I now see things I didn't know before.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, you're going to make breakthroughs in consciousness that you suddenly find yourself shifting your mentality. You might have been adamantly against something. I'll never do that. I don't want this. Suddenly, as in the next couple of days, information will come to light that you'll radically change your mind. So I wouldn't be surprised if people, you know, don't be surprised here in the first 10 days that people are making breakthroughs in consciousness where they radically change their mind and end up doing something that they never thought they would be doing. And the good news about this Jupiter-Uranus square is that we'll be doing something that's evolutionary. Jupiter and Uranus, when they're square, they're talking about moving us on to a new state of being that's a better mind frame than when we're in. We've got new information that suddenly wakes us up and gives us a broader point of view, and we shift to another type of consciousness. So we'll be working on that for the first 10 days, roughly, of October. We'll be finding our mind, we'll be changing our mind a lot, reformulating things, thinking, you know, we'll just make changes, and we'll make breakthroughs. This will be an excellent time, and I would keep in mind looking for discoveries in the next 10 days. Until about the 10th of October, look for things in the news like a scientific breakthrough of some sort. You know, an innovation in technology or in scientific research. Or, for example, Jupiter square Uranus. Let's take the General Motors strike that they're still negotiating here. You're going to find out that they did a reformulation of the contract relationship. They're still in negotiation. They're going to make it's going to be a radical shift in consciousness that will lead to a breakthrough in the negotiations process.
And when will we see this?
We'll see this from now, from this full moon, through about the 10th of October.
Okay.
So I want to, you know, I'm just saying, keep your ear to the ground for news about breakthroughs in scientific discoveries, technological innovation, advances in education and technology. And
okay.
Some radical changes even in the international scene. People doing things you'd never expect them to do. You know, they're suddenly agreeing to something they didn't agree to before. You never thought they'd do this. And in the personal sphere, it means if you're negotiating a business contract or you're trying to work something through with somebody, suddenly you'll find them agreeing to your proposal or proposing something radically new that neither one of you thought of. So there's a real breakthroughs and changes coming. And the important thing about them is they're meant to make things better.
Uh-huh.
Because Uranus is in the 16th degree of Pisces, which is inspiration coming in. And Jupiter at 16 Sagittarius is waiting for the inspiration, going into a meditative state and waiting for the information to break through. So it's sort of like a burst of oh, we don't have to do it the old way. We can do it this way.
Mm-hmm.
There are new possibilities. So that's so watch the shift in consciousness that occurs as people open up to radical new thoughts and radical new ideas, which will surprise them and any of us. We never thought we'd be changing our opinion or behavior. Now, that's what I see going through until around the 10th of October. And then, on the night of the 11th of October for people on the west coast of North America, and on the 11th, on the 10th and 11th of October, depending where you live in the world, we have the new moon in Libra. And the new moon will occur at 17 degrees, 30 minutes of Libra, which is in the 18th degree of the Sabian image. And this is two men under arrest, which means restraint. It means like we've had all this innovation, and now we've reformulated it, and we're trying to figure out, wait a minute, we had enough innovation for a while. Let's give it some time, get things back in balance, and get it organized in a way that we can appreciate it. So the new moon in Libra is going to talk about bringing things under control. No more radical wild ideas. We've had that for 2 weeks. Now we just want to say, let's just get things organized to get everything back into some sort of genuine balance. And the reason we'll be doing this, besides being the new moon in Libra, is Saturn is getting near the south node in Virgo, which means essentially we kind of wish for the comfort of the old familiar ways. So we're thinking innovation is great, but how much innovation do we want? Maybe we don't want to radically tear everything down. Maybe we just want to do a little innovation, then we want to fall back to something comfortable, something that we understand. And so the new moon is about kind of bringing things into balance. It's the new cycle. The new moon in Libra starts recalibrating. How do we bring things into a harmonic balance after all these radical breakthroughs? Sort of, what do you do when the dust is settling? Now, at the same time that we have the new moon in Libra, we have another big thrill for the month of October, which is going to dominate the rest of the month of October from October 11th on. Mercury goes retrograde.
Oh, goody.
And this is, as I've talked before about Mercury retrograde in this program, Mercury goes retrograde 3 times a year. And this is the third time that Mercury is going to go retrograde. Mercury will go retrograde on the night of October 11th, right after the new moon. The new moon will be early in the morning. Mercury goes retrograde that night at 9 o'clock in the evening Mountain Standard Time, and that's Pacific Daylight Time. Mercury turns retrograde and will stay retrograde until the early morning hours of November 1st. So from October 11th, the time of the new moon, we have Mercury turning retrograde and staying retrograde for the rest of the month of October. So this is the third time that Mercury has turned retrograde, and as usual for this year, and Mercury always turns retrograde 3 times a year, and Mercury is retrograde for approximately 3 weeks. And for those who haven't heard the basic meaning of Mercury retrograde, do you mind if I do a small recap of that?
Oh, absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay. When Mercury is retrograde, it is simply the time when we know about, it's an infamous Mercury retrograde. It's when your computer doesn't work, your telephone breaks down, anything electronic has a temper tantrum and doesn't work. And you send it in for repairs and it doesn't get fixed right. And you have to keep going back. So Mercury retrograde is famous for don't sign any contracts. It's time for review, redoing, and renovation. Any word that you can put R-E in front of, like do it again. Mercury retrograde is a time for reviewing. It is not a time for going forward in a pioneering way. So what is the gist of Mercury retrograde is when Mercury turns retrograde, in the human consciousness, it's time for us to shift from left brain dominance, where we're dealing with in-gathering of information and going forward by connecting the dots, we're going to shift ourselves from left brain consciousness to right brain consciousness, and then we will, it's a powerful time for dreams, because we've taken all this information in, all this innovation of the Uranus-Jupiter square, and now we have to sort of say, what does it all mean? And during the time period that Mercury is retrograde from October 11th through Halloween and the early morning hours of November 1st, we'll be working on meaning. So this is a great time for dreaming and for getting insights through dream journaling. It's a time for reviewing, a time for reminiscing. It's a time when Mercury is the guide of souls. It's a time when you just daydream a bit, and daydreaming is very healthy. It's a time when you pull something out of the closet or something that you've had on the computer and you need to go back and review it. It's a great time for inventories to be taken in business, not time to pioneer that new contract, but time to review procedures and developments and see if you can't go through it again. Tidy it up. Look over the things that have been sort of shelved. And like I said, the best thing is that Mercury retrograde is marvelous for creative people, especially creative writer types, because they can get incredible dreams and inspiration and work from that, just jotting down ideas. So Mercury retrograde is the three-week period where right brain consciousness rules, and we should definitely enjoy it. And even if our computer got turned off and we missed our airplane flight and we ended up in Kansas City when we wanted to go to Indianapolis, instead of cursing someone's bad scheduling, we simply say, well, this is an interesting journey. I wonder what the meaning of this scenic tour is about.
Can I just tell you, Monica, I'm really happy that I will be in Ireland November 12th and Mercury will not be retrograde.
What time are you flying to Ireland?
1:56.
On which date are you flying, Amanda?
November 12th.
Okay, then you won't have to worry. It'll be in direct motion by then. Your baggage will not end up in Rangoon.
Yeah.
But I want to just bring this up for people. The thing is, Mercury does not turn retrograde until the 11th of the 12th of October. But Mercury entered the shadow, which means it entered the place that would turn retrograde September 21st. So Mercury is already in the area where it will turn retrograde. It did that on September 21. And then Mercury will exit its shadow on November 18th, 2007. So no, it's going to be a direct motion rain, but Mercury will be just traveling through the shadow. And for those who don't understand, the shadow is the area where Mercury retrogrades, the place in the zodiac it goes back and forth. And so the Mercury turns retrograde at 10 degrees Scorpio Sabian image. It's 9:05 exactly. And the 10th degree of Scorpio where Mercury turns retrograde, the Sabian symbol for that is fellowship dinner renews old ties. So it's a time to dig out your high school yearbook, your college yearbook, and look up those people you wanted to get in contact with, but you haven't got around to it. It's time to find out that you still have some old ties with these people. It's time to renew old ties. So if you've been putting off a letter to write to your aunt or your uncle or some member of the family, when Mercury turns retrograde, time to do it. Because it's what's happening is Mercury is now right brain dominant, is you'll find that people you have not been in touch with, you still have strong energy ties with, and the power and force of those energy ties are going to resurge themselves and come back. And you're going to get to review your relationships with these people, find out what your ties are. And as I said, Mercury turns direct in 10th Scorpio, renewing fellowship dinner, renewing old ties. This would also be great in business. If you had a business contact that you've lost contact with, it's time to look them up and, you know, call them back. Doesn't mean you have to sign a contract during Mercury retrograde, which I wouldn't recommend, but you can recontact them and say, you know, I haven't seen you for a while. We haven't been in contact. I'd like to advise you on the new innovations in my business. And what have you been doing? It's that kind of renewing of old ties with people. Mm-hmm. And Mercury will turn direct late night on October 31st and the early hours of November 1st. And it will turn direct in 24 degrees Libra. It retrogrades all the way out of Scorpio back into Libra. And 24 Libra is a degree that is about, it's a butterfly with a third wing on the left side. And the meaning of that is a butterfly is always spiritual development in the Sabian symbol.
Right.
So it says this time period when Mercury is retrograde and we have right brain consciousness dominant has been a time when our spiritual intuition and our right brain skills have been sharpened, because that's why you have the third wing on the left side of the butterfly. It's saying special development of spiritual gifts are shown by the 24th degree of Libra. So during this Mercury retrograde period, we have time to develop our right brain consciousness and fine-tune it and bring these spiritual gifts of the right brain consciousness into a more refined development, sharpen them up. We're raising our intelligence, the intelligence of intuition, not the intelligence of logic. That's going to get sharper. So I just wanted to fill you in on that part. October 11 is a big day. Besides the new moon and Mercury turning retrograde on that day, Venus, which was retrograde all the month of August, finally leaves the shadow on October 11, meaning it leaves the area of the zodiac where it was retrograde. Venus turned retrograde on July 27 in 3 degrees Virgo. Venus reaches 3 degrees Virgo in direct motion again on October 11th. So finally, on October 11th, Venus exits its shadow where it was retrograde, which means all the innovations we've been doing in personal values and renovating our personal values and beliefs and how we've been seeing what relationships we want to participate in, we've now done that. With the exit of the shadow, we've done that, and we're ready to forge ahead with Venus and Virgo forging into new territory and use our refined sense of our personal values to do new things and explore new areas. So I just want to say, you know, the period around the new moon is a big day because we have the new moon, Mercury turning retrograde itself, and Venus exiting the shadow of its retrograde. So it's a day to put on the calendar and kind of circle. And just to make it even more innovative, on October 13th, Saturn and Venus conjunct. Now, a Saturn-Venus conjunction is kind of sobering. It's a really raining. Venus is love and pleasure. With Saturn, they conjunct. It's sort of raining on the pleasure principle. But in this case, Venus and Saturn conjunct in 5 degrees Virgo, which means all this energy of the new moon, the energy of the Uranus-Jupiter square, the energy of Mercury going retrograde, Venus exiting the shadow, all that comes together to give our creativity, puts our creativity into a peak performance. 5 degrees Virgo, where Venus and Saturn conjunct, is a man dreaming of the fairies under a tree. And what it has to do with is the opening of new levels of consciousness. You know, our dream state will help us open new levels of innovation in our mind. So I would pay attention a lot during this first few days of the new moon up to October 13th, where watch our dreams, because our dreams are going to open up new levels of creativity for ourselves. So the
Monica, listen, I have already, this whole week, I have been having bizarre dreams.
Wow.
And I don't always remember my dreams. If it isn't something prophetic or profound,
mm-hmm.
I don't remember them.
Yeah.
When I have a dream that's something important, I remember it, you know, for years. But for these past nights, every single night, I have had a dream, and they have been very, very strange. And I have been remembering every detail, and I've been wondering why. I haven't been able to find the symbolism in the dreams that I've been having, and I just find this very interesting that you bring up dreams now.
Yeah, did that start approximately on November 21st, which was last Friday?
November?
No, sorry, September 21.
Friday night, Saturday
yeah.
night, Sunday night, Tuesday, yes.
It
that
started
was exactly when it started.
It started Friday night, the 21st?
Yes.
Of September?
Yes.
On the eve of the fall equinox, or just a couple of days before the equinox. Well, that's exactly when Mercury entered the shadow. Mercury entered the entered 24 degrees Libra, which is this a special development of the spiritual life is shown.
Bizarre.
Yeah. So I would say these dreams are already priming you for a special development of the spiritual life. And we could translate that to mean your creativity, your intuition, your, you know, your sense of adventure in consciousness. It's already priming you for it. And this will intensify with Mercury going retrograde and Venus exiting its shadow and the Venus-Saturn conjunction. This will all intensify in October.
So I'll have more dreams.
Oh, yeah. And I think the more and more you'll get refinement. You can honestly I'd keep a diary, and I'd say, when you get in your dream, make it lucid, turn around to whatever's going on and say, what are you trying to teach me? What new innovations in consciousness are you trying to show me?
You know, it started the first night I dreamed that I had a baby. And this baby was an infant, and someone was trying to take the baby away from me. And I had a woman who lived next door to me, and she was so upset, and I said, well, listen, you can help me take care of my baby. I have to work, and you can help me take care of this baby. And the first night that I got off work and I came home to get the baby, she didn't want me to come in the house and get my baby. And I pushed the door open and I went past her, picked up my baby, and the baby was all wrapped in saran wrap.
Wow.
And it was, I was crying in my dream because they had actually taken what looked, what you would think IV tubes, and they had put these tubes in my baby's feet, in my baby's
wow.
feet, in my baby's feet. And I had to pull these tubes out and rip and tear this plastic off, and I would drop to my knees, and I was holding my baby and crying, oh, my baby, my baby. This was the most bizarre dream.
It sounds like to me that this is, having a baby like this is automatically a new development in consciousness. That's what it usually means, an innovation in consciousness or being. A new piece of you, a new dimension of yourself. And then having it wrapped in saran wrap sort of implies to me this is really brand new and you haven't really explored its potential yet.
And what do you think people... I actually got into a fight in this dream. I hit the woman that was trying to keep my baby from me.
Wow.
This was very strange. And with these plastic tubes with needles on them that went down into my baby's feet.
Did it go through the feet, the root, the soles of the feet?
Yes.
Okay, the feet are Pisces, which is mystical. So here's your mystical development. I think that baby is that, I'm going to take a chance here and make an analogy. Remember I said 24 Libra was a butterfly with a third wing on the left side?
Yeah.
I think the baby is that third wing growing, and the tubes is the process of feeding it.
And what about somebody trying to hurt that baby and take it away from me?
There might be some resistance inside yourself, some part of you, because all dreams are all part of ourselves, is it doesn't want you to take the baby away too soon, or is jealous about the developments that are coming. There's other parts of, you know, ask the woman, you know, is she jealous that this is your baby, not hers? Could be parts of yourself that are jealous of these new gifts that are coming to birth.
Do you think that that could be someone outside of myself that would want to keep me from growing and prospering?
Possibly, but I would say, since it's your dream, I would rather keep it in on your own inner development.
Okay.
Before, you know, unless you had something really concrete that you could say, this is an external, there's something external here, it's not my internal process of my psyche. I try the internal process first.
Okay.
And get that squared away, and then we look at the outside second. You know.
Okay.
That would be sure. But that's amazing, because you started to have these dreams the minute that Mercury entered the area of the zodiac. Will it turn retrograde?
Yes, Monica, and then the very next night I had a dream that I was involved in an affair with Rick Dees. You know who Rick Dees is?
No, I don't.
He's the Kiss FM. Rick Dees was on Kiss FM in California.
Okay.
He was probably the number one DJ in all of California.
Okay.
Rick Dees.
I think if that says that you're expanding your own hosting abilities in radio. That would imply to me that you're pioneering some new levels of radio. Because you're having a love affair with another DJ, right?
Uh-huh.
So he's in the business that you're in. You're starting to, you know, love affairs usually imply creativity. So you're deciding to emulate his creativity or add your own creativity. Well, you know, a love affair with his reputation and how well he did.
Okay.
So again, this is telling me that you're growing, you know, your own ideas of creativity around radio and what you can do are growing.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah, that's what I see it as. And this is really important, because to come back to the month, I'm skipping ahead here, things are lunar, and the next big aspect that I really wanted to pay attention to was October 21. October 21, Saturn ends up conjuncting the South Node. Now, the interesting thing is we just had Venus and Saturn conjuncting on the 13th, which had to do with creativity, you know, is a peak period of creativity, culminates around October 13. Well, Saturn hits the South Node of the chart, and this is the transiting South Node that's in the heavens right now, on October 21. And the South Node is always our habitual behavior. It's something that, you know, we do. We could do it in a coma, you know. It's a habit. And when you see Saturn on the South Node, you either say going to reconstruct the South Node, which means you're going to break a habit which no longer serves your evolution, or you're going to become a prisoner of that habit. Like, I don't want to give up smoking and I'm not going to change type attitude. And it's interesting because the South Node is in the sixth degree of Virgo, Sabian symbol. The sixth degree of Virgo is a merry-go-round. It's about going in circles, and this is really poignant to Saturn on the South Node. This is one of its most severe limitation lessons. Saturn on the South Node at its worst means exactly what the sixth degree of Virgo says. Going in circles, inability to learn from experience, repeating the same old mistakes and habits over and over and over again. So Saturn on the South Node on the 21st of October is an opportunity on the positive side to break out of a rut that you've been in, to say, enough of this already. Time to break this bad habit and move forward in my life. Or you can fall back on an old habit and say, you know, I just really don't want to change. I want to stay in my old behavior. So October 21 is a really powerful day with Saturn on the South Node, because automatically it means it opposes the North Node. And the North Node is 6 Pisces, which is the readiness to, it's the dawn of a new day. It's the readiness to go forward. It's a new time. It's a new period in life. 2012 is coming. Let's get ready. Let's move on. So it hits the same theme of the new moon in Libra, polarity, being pulled in. Do I stay with my old comfortable ruts, or do I have the courage to break myself out of this rut and take a chance and move forward with the new evolutionary impulse? So I just bring up October 21, the Saturn on the South Node. A lot of people may make some incredible breakthroughs in some serious addictions, because this is going in circles, the Saturn on the South Node. We would be talking to people who have severe addictions, like we're talking about severe drug addictions, mm-hmm. or alcohol addictions, mm-hmm. that they're really the prisoner of their addictions. So it will show on October 21, do they have the courage to break out of that, staying in that rut, or are they going to say, habit is too strong for me, I'll just stay in this rut. It's a very important moment when Saturn hits the South Node like this. It's an opportunity. If you have the courage to break through, you can break an addiction, but you have to look it in the face, and you have to see that it's a big bear. It's not going to be an easy little thing to break, but people will make the breakthroughs. On the other hand, they may just say, oh, I'll never be able to quit smoking. I'm going to quit trying. So it's a big turning point day. And it doesn't matter what... I'm using smoking and addictions as examples.
Right.
But this could be any habitual behavior that is a rut that you're in that isn't really doing you any good.
And so we'll be able to begin looking at that on what date?
It's really going to come to a head on October 21.
Okay.
And the reason this is right at the end of... the sun goes into Scorpio on October 23rd, which is death and rebirth, because it's the sun in Scorpio time. So just 2 days before the sun goes into Scorpio, Saturn conjuncts the South Node, which sort of said, are you going to stay in the same old habit pattern, or are you going to have the courage to break out of your rut and move forward? Make a decision whether to break a bad habit or to stay with it is going to influence how you experience the sun in Scorpio, which comes in on October 23, and we have a month of Scorpio. So the sun in Scorpio is death and rebirth, and so I find it very fascinating that Saturn's hovering around the South Node as the sun goes into Scorpio, because it's saying if you stay with the old habits that don't do you any good, it's going to drag you into death. If you break a bad habit, you'll be led into more power of regeneration. And on the same day that the sun goes into Scorpio, October 23rd, Mercury is retrogrades back into Libra, which means it spent all this time with Mercury in Scorpio in retrograde. You've been mulling things over emotionally. You've been having lots of powerful dreams of transformation. You've had lots of emotions come back to you. Things that were buried in your unconscious, you'd forgot all about them. And they pop up, So while Mercury is retrograding in Scorpio, these things are popping up and popping up. And now when Mercury regresses back into Libra, it's sort of like, oh, yeah, now that I've recovered all that buried information, how am I going to use that buried information to review my human relationships and my contracts? How is that, all that new stuff I pushed away that's come back to haunt me, it's going to affect how I relate to things, how I think about things. So now we've moved from regurgitation, which was sort of Mercury and Scorpio, to, okay, I've got all this material recovered from the depths of me. Now what am I going to do with it? How am I going to reorganize it and use it to recalibrate the balance of my life. And so that's, and this is what you're doing, and as we do this, as you, Mercury regresses in Libra, then on October 26th, we have a full moon. So we have Mercury just going back into Libra retrograde motion just before the full moon of October, which, as I said earlier here, was a super full moon again, because the moon is still at perigee. This moon will be, the moon will be at 3 degrees Taurus, and the sun will be at 3 degrees Scorpio. And what this full moon of October has to do with, the full moon closest to Halloween. So with the full moon closest to Halloween, we really kick off the Halloween period, which is the beginning of the Days of the Dead. What we start here is this full moon of October 26th has to do with the building of community. Before, on the September full moon, we were getting in touch with the hopes and wishes of how we can make a better life. Here, with the full moon of late October, we're dealing with taking concrete steps. The sun at 3 Scorpio is a house raising in the American wilderness, or barn raising. It means the community coming together and building something. And the moon in Taurus at 3 degrees is building something step by step. So at the full moon in October, we'll be working with how to build a group consciousness or do a group project, and we'll have a plan step by step. It's not just a vision or an idea. It's about, let's do it, you know. Let's meet at 10 o'clock. You bring the cement, you know, that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
So we'll be building a community. We'll be building a project very powerfully. Actually, and what's powerful about it is it's building a community step by step with a lot of optimism. The full moon of October 25, 26 is saying, we can do it. We can put this together. Like if you were building a business, I know we can do it. We can really do it. Let's get together. We can do this. You know, it's no longer just an idea. It's, we can do it. You know, bring the nails, bring the boards. Let's go to it. And you know you can't. So it's the full moon of late October, just before Halloween, is a very optimistic full moon. We can get things done. Moon in Taurus. Let's do it. Now, one of the last big thrills we have here, just after the full moon is exact, is on October 28th, Pluto is exactly at 26 degrees, 56 minutes of Sagittarius. That's important. Because at that moment on October 28, Pluto is conjunct the galactic center. Pluto is conjunct the galactic center. And it's the final time in 248 years that Pluto will be exactly, you know, bullseye correct on the galactic center. And that, so that's another time with Pluto exactly on the galactic center, on October 28 of this year. You can be sure that that's a big part in the upcoming energies of 2012.
Really?
Yeah. Pluto was on the galactic center exactly on December 28, 2006. And for the second time, it was exactly on the galactic center on July 17, 2007. And now, on October 28, it is going to be there for the final time. Pluto is heading into Capricorn on January 25, 2008.
Just after my birthday.
Right. So as a result, it's not going to retrograde. It will retrograde from Capricorn back into Sagittarius, but it will never retrograde back to the exact galactic center for the next, until the next Pluto cycle, which is 248 years from now. So October 28 is the last time Pluto is exactly lined up to the galactic center.
So that must mean something huge.
Yes, it does. It does, because the whole Mayan calendar, the galactic center is this super black hole at the center of the galaxy, and the arrow of the Sagittarian center is pointed right at it. That's what the arrow, when you see the glyph of the centaur, who is the astrological glyph for Sagittarius,
right.
Where his arrow is pointing is the galactic center. So right now, Pluto's lined up right as the arrow tip. And that's going to bring in a lot of incredible power. And what it is 27 degrees Sagittarius is a sculptor at work in his studio, which means essentially the ability for each individual to use this energy and create their own life and create their life as they see fit. It's the ability to create your life as you uniquely see it and do this from deep within. So we have Pluto on the galactic center, which has to do with a deep urge to create your own unique individual life. And remember that comes up with what was going on earlier about everybody working on, and remember, it's not very long till Mercury's retrograde back to 24 degrees Libra, these new spiritual gifts coming into form. So it's the ability to say, I'm going to create my own life as I see fit, and I know I can, because Pluto is this profound urge that brooks no opposition and simply does it. So it's going to be a big power jolt as it lines up, because the planet is now moving into deeper and deeper alignment with the galactic center. And so we have Pluto and the Earth and the galactic center lining up more powerfully. So we should have a huge, deep transformation going on. And, of course, this is October 28, just a few days before Halloween. So it says that we'll really get into the spirit of Halloween on October 31st, because October 31st is the New Year's Eve in the Celtic calendar and the beginning of the 11-day period of the 12 days of the dead, which deals with death, rebirth, transformation, and regeneration until November 11th, or Veterans Day. So we're kicking off a huge regeneration effect, because the center of the galaxy is this huge black hole that spews out energy. So we're working really with the absolute zenith of the power of transformation and regeneration.
I think it's amazing what you said a while back about getting rid of habits. And you said, if we break an old habit, we will be blessed with more gifts of regeneration.
Exactly. And the wonderful thing about the Saturn-Venus conjunction there on the fifth degree of Virgo is opening of new levels of consciousness. You know, the cosmos is very friendly. The Venus-Saturn conjunction occurs in the fifth degree of Virgo, and the Saturn-South Node conjunction is the sixth. So just before we have to face all those patterns, Saturn on the South Node, that really hold us prisoner, where we really are a fly in amber, we get this new opening of consciousness coming in, saying, if you open yourself to this new level of consciousness via your dreams and your aspirations and your energy, I will give you, from this new level of consciousness, the understanding for which to, you know, I'm giving you the tools to break out of jail.
Well,
I'll give you the strength, I'll give you the tools, I'll give you the understanding that will get you out. And I think this is really kind of marvelous. And then Pluto lining up to the galactic center, which it is all the time. It's precise exact to the minute on the 28th of October, but it's in the 27th degree most of October anyway, so it's right on there. It's adding a lot of power. It's saying that a lot of human habits, which are de-evolutionary and imprisoning, can be broke at this time. So I would say to people who are struggling with any kind of alcohol or drug addiction, any emotional addiction, any kind of addiction, that use the energy of October, use the energy of Saturn and Venus together on the South Node, combined with Mercury retrograde, the dream time. The energy is there, and you will get the help you need to break out.
We were just talking about this today. As you know, Monica, I have talked with you several times about that I eat live, and that, you know, I've lost a lot of weight, and I teach now. It's the last part of my formula. I teach eating live. I teach regeneration, which we're talking about tonight.
Yeah.
And my friend Lorraine and I, Lorraine Eastburn, who has been on the show talking about Sunrider, you know, eating the Sunrider food, we were talking about it as I came down the mountain from Prescott Valley today. And I said, you know, I went away for a couple of days. I needed a chance to rest and relax, get out of Dodge for a few minutes.
Right.
And I had two drinks. And now you say, okay, two drinks. Well, it wasn't like I sat around and drank until I was sloppy, or, you know, I didn't go out and drive, or I didn't wake up in the morning and look outside to see if my car was smashed. You know, I had two drinks.
Yes.
But yet, I woke up about 2 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't go back to sleep. I felt sad. I felt depressed. I got up very early in the morning, went out and you know, sat in the living room and just kind of stared out the window and thought about how yucky I felt. When you eat very live and very raw and you put something in your body that is not, your body kind of throws a hissy fit.
Yeah, your
like,
body has a real reaction to
that.
Yeah.
You know, and not only did I have two drinks, but we ate in a restaurant, an Asian buffet type restaurant earlier that day.
Yeah.
And my body's not used to that kind of food.
Yeah.
And I was talking to her and I said, you know, why do we do this? It's a far cry from, you know, certainly drinking alcoholically, but it doesn't matter. It's something that I don't want to do. And yet, you get out, you get with people, and when you're with those people, that's what you do.
Yeah.
And we talked about, you know, changing relationships and just doing things differently and finally breaking those old addictions. And I said, you know, I think you don't even realize how deeply they're rooted. It's a way of life. You know, it's just something we do. We get together and we eat fine food you know, we have a couple of drinks and we sit around and talk and it's kind of social. And yet, there's nothing really social about it, you know, because you're putting death into your body. Monica? Hello? Okay, guys, sorry about that. We had a little technical difficulty. Okay, Monica, you're there.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So, yeah, we were talking about, you know, we are so completely into regeneration, the word you used.
Mm-hmm.
And yet she does the same thing. I mean, she and I talked, you know, and she said just every now and then I got a party.
Well, it's awfully hard, you know, you have old cravings.
Yeah.
Even though you're working on the new, you still have old cravings. And everybody has a little slide, you know, a slide back and forth. I wouldn't beat yourself up over it. You did it, you found out how it felt, and you said, this doesn't feel that great, maybe, you know. But that's how we learn. You know, we fall back in old patterns, and we say, no, this really doesn't fit me anymore.
Yeah, but, you know, Monica, the thing is that I've done this a few times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I'll go, I don't know, 6 weeks. And I wouldn't even have a glass of wine. And I really enjoy a glass of wine. I really do. I like a Chivas and water,
mm-hmm.
you know. I mean, I'm not talking about drinking to stupidity. I'm just talking about I really enjoy a glass of wine. Mm-hmm. But when I got into rejuvenation, eating live, healing the illnesses and the imbalances that were in my body, I said, well, you know, alcohol, even wine, alcohol's alcohol. You know, you can't call wine live, even though it comes from the fruit, because it's fermented. And alcohol is dead. So there's, you know, there's no life vibration in alcohol at all. Well, when you're in rejuvenation and regeneration, you only eat that which is live. Now, you can have maybe, you know, 10 or 15, and I don't say you can have. What is good for your physical body is to have maybe, say, 15% of your diet be acidic, you know, cooked
yes.
food,
yes.
Some kind of meat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the most we do. When you're in a complete regeneration program, that's about all you do. But every now and then, girlfriends just got to party a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I would, like I said, you know, give yourself a break and time your, you know, you'll do it less and less, or you'll do it, you know, you'll have one drink. You'll do it, it'll be 4 or 5 months, and then 6 months. So, you know, slowly you'll change over. I wouldn't be hard on yourself, is what I'm
Well,
saying.
But I'd like to use the energy of October to move out whatever habits I have. Because you said it, and when I listened to you say that sentence, as we break an old habit, we'll be blessed with more gifts of regeneration. And you have a habit of doing that, Monica. You and I have talked about this before. You will say exactly what we've been talking about.
Well, that just means I'm in the cosmic flow.
Mm-hmm.
To end this up on the 31st,
mm-hmm.
Just for Halloween, there's a little present. Neptune goes direct motion that day in the 20th degree of Aquarius Sabian symbol. Neptune going direct means our ability to envision. We know Neptune retrograde has been a time when we were working on the inner vision. We were forming it inside our own being. But when Neptune goes into direct motion on October 31st, Halloween, we'll be able to go forward with our vision. And the wonderful thing about the 20th degree of Aquarius is it is a white dove bearing a message. It's a great spiritual blessing. Neptune in direct motion is in the 20th degree, which means on this night, which is the night of mysticism, Neptune, and it's all that, you know, images and ghosts, which is very Neptunian and very Pluto. Neptune is going to be giving us a hidden blessing that we'll be able to go forward in our life with on Halloween. So it's a little gift from Neptune as it goes in. Is the hidden pay attention on October 31st to spiritual blessings which come in unusual ways. Look for synchronicities, hidden messages in just ordinary happenings around you. Things may look ordinary, but if you look deeper, there may be a great spiritual message there for you, sort of like the opening the fortune cookie and getting a really powerful message in your fortune cookie, which happens once in a while.
Every now and then you get a good one.
Right. So this is what is going to happen. That's where October ends, is Neptune is gone into direct motion. And Mercury is about done with being retrograde. And Mercury will be in the 24th degree of Libra again, where we'll see the spiritual gifts that you were using in the time that Mercury was retrograde. You'll begin to want to use those spiritual gifts in the coming days of the dead, November 1 through November 11, to see what blessings can be given by communing with the ancestors. So with Mercury turning direct on the night of October 31, November 1st, and Mercury going direct, both of them in direct motion, you're going to get a lot of communications from the ancestors, because the whole period of Halloween and the days of the dead from October 31st through November 11th deal with honoring the ancestors and about the communication between the people who are incarnate versus those people who are not incarnate. And so this time period, we're all set up with our new spiritual gifts and our new clinic to have more openness to real communication with our ancestors, which are also, by Celtic tradition, your ancestors are also your descendants, because every third generation, people reincarnate. So your grandparents and your great-grandparents are the children you're giving birth to, because they recycle. So
every third generation.
Right, that's the Celtic tradition. And so the new year, which begins on October 31, in the Celtic tradition, that's Halloween, that's why it's called All Hallows' Eve, is that it is the holy evening, it's the beginning of the new year, according to the Celtic calendar. And we have it 12 days there till November 11, where we work with the energy of the ancestors as they seed the new year. Because it's sort of like the ancestors are checking out whether they want to reincarnate right now, and are you appropriate parents? So it's a recycling mode. And with Neptune and Mercury in direct motion, we have new spiritual gifts developing, new hidden blessings. So we can look upon whatever is coming to birth, Mercury and Neptune together, the new insights and creative ideas we have will further our personal evolution and the collective evolution of the human race via just new great creativity coming and new ideas coming in and being acted upon, plus people being born after this period who will be carriers of great new ideas. So one of the things we've done by having the Venus-Saturn conjunction near the South Node and having them both transit the South Node is that we broke ourselves out of old habits that prevented new creativity from manifesting, which means at a practical level, to end on Halloween, there are certain souls on the other side who want to reincarnate, but they have a plan for reincarnation. Conditions for their rebirth have to be exactly right. And if the human race is stuck in a bunch of patterns that doesn't serve their life mission or function, mm-hmm. they can't reincarnate until certain patterns of human behavior are broken. That's an interesting law. So we can talk all about the recycling of soul on the Halloween period as well. So it's really important that we break these old habits, because then we open the gates for these souls that have these great innovations that they want to give humanity. These old habits have to be cleared out of the way so they have a clean playing field on which to innovate and do what they were sent to do. So that's an interesting thing, too. We're getting ready to all this human clearing that we're doing is getting us ready to bring in innovation, not only in our personal lives, but to bring in a generation of people who will be able to do what things we might consider very magical, because we've cleared the rubbish out of the way for them.
I'm really excited about having you on for October to do your talk on Halloween or All Hallows Eve.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good show, Monica.
Now, again, which date? You want me on the actual Halloween night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, the 31st.
Okay. Well, I need to reiterate, I'm sorry, for my own. October 31st, we'll do the Halloween itself.
Yes.
And I will go into the history of Halloween and,
oh, yeah,
and all the background around it besides what I said here. And then did you want me on Sunday, October 28th?
Why don't we talk about that off air?
Sure.
I don't know what we're
okay.
doing right now. I just want to let folks know that your show will be on the 31st. I'm wondering if we should maybe, thinking about doing the show the Wednesday night before that and then playing it again on Halloween.
Yeah,
so
we could do it that way. We could
twice.
Do it October 24th.
And I think that might be fun. So we'll get together on the phone and we'll talk about that.
And discuss that. Well, I appreciate your time and the audience's time to listen about this. And I'm excited to be doing the Halloween show, too.
Yeah.
Because what I've done here about the astrological forecast for October is sort of given everyone the prologue to the Halloween period.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And kind of set up the prologue for the energies of this year's Halloween.
Yeah.
So cool. we could celebrate an extremely ancient holiday. It's probably one of the most ancient and venerable holidays in the Western calendar. They don't really know how old it is.
Yeah, very old.
All they can say is very, very old, thousands of years old, but no one has any idea how long. There's been speculation that it goes back to the New Stone Age or earlier.
Isn't that amazing?
And that's pure speculation because no one really knows.
Nobody really knows. Well, I so look forward to doing this show with you, Monica.
Oh, I look forward to it, too, and I always enjoy doing the Halloween lecture because it's always fun.
Cool. All right. Well, I want to thank you so much for being on tonight and giving the forecast for the month of October. I'm excited about October. I'm going to use the energies of October to move myself through any addictions that I have.
Yeah. And
way
everybody
cool.
can do that.
Everybody can do that.
Yeah, it's just a marvelous time with Saturn coming into Virgo here and working with Venus and the South Node. It's really about breaking things up so that the new can come through.
Breaking
and that's what
things
we have
up
to,
so the new can come through.
Right, and that's what we'll be prepared to do on Halloween is we've cleared the way. October is the clearing of the way, and at the end of the month, we've cleared the doorway so that the new can come through.
Yay. I'm excited.
Well, thank you so much.
And, Monica, please give your information. I have to tell you guys and dolls out there, Monica gives a fabulous Sabian astrology reading. I've had the reading myself. I recommended to a friend of mine. She got a reading from Monica, and she called me the next day and said, oh, my God. So if you are looking for an astrological reading, Monica Lewis is where you want to go. Monica, how do folks get a hold of you?
Okay. My phone number, and I can be reached at this, is area code 303-665-4675. And my email is thesabian, T-H-E, lowercase, Sabian, capitalize the S, S-A-B-I-A-N, thesabian, @webtv.net. And I'll be happy to correspond with you by email or give me a phone call.
And that phone number again?
Area code 303-665-4675.
All right. Thank you so much, Monica.
My pleasure, as always.
We'll talk to you in a few weeks.
And we'll talk to you on the 24th.
Yes.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And just wanted to let you folks know that I've been cutting back the hours on my Wednesday night show, and that is because I am in the middle of writing my program right now. I am up to my proverbial buns in writing stuff that's going to go in my presentation package. And I'm very, very excited about this. We are doing something that is old, but it's becoming new. When I say old, I've been doing this, teaching prosperity and abundance, for quite some time now. And this has escalated and evolved into the new, which is called Ascension Road. And I am now teaching Ascension. I have literally put together a formula that will clean the last of your karma. And when followed, this formula literally will catapult you further down the road and move you into Ascension, keeping in mind that Ascension is moving beyond. Letting go of the old things and moving beyond into new levels of existence. And I have made that transition into eating live now. What a change in consciousness this causes. I am literally not the same person that I was five and a half months ago. As I moved further and further into eating live and finally had weeks and months of this under my belt, so to speak, I didn't have as much under my belt. But other things have begun to happen as well. I don't have pain in my body. Yes, it's wonderful to have lost this much weight, but that's a side effect. Something more important is that I don't have the pain in my body. I sleep all night. I stand upright instead of, you know, humping over or leaning forward, something that I didn't even realize I was doing. So many changes have come to pass. It's almost as if everything I've done in my life to learn and heal and balance and evolve has been intensified, magnified by eating live. I cannot tell you, there aren't words for me to tell you really what has happened. Very difficult to explain what happens to one's consciousness when you eat live. You think differently. You manifest differently. So as I put this formula together, which has taken me a number of years to have all of the things that I have studied and worked on and learned, and to bring this formula together and then to have the last piece, which is eating live, that is the last piece of my formula, which has intensified everything. My formula is Sanskrit mantra plus core issue / fragmentation plus the three universal laws, A, law of attraction, B, law of deliberate cause, C, the law of allowing, plus eating live, and then divided by the four parts of self, spirit, left brain, will, right brain, balanced in heart, which then body walks through time and space and manifests from that balanced place. That equals total divine self, living creation. And I've had that formula, but it has taken me a while to understand, really, and assimilate what was downloaded into me when I was given the live part, the eating live. I knew about it, but it was difficult to make that transition for any length of time and maintain it. We talked about that on our show earlier tonight, moving through old addictions. It takes time, and certainly the way we eat is classified as old addictions. We are not taught that we can literally transform anything that is in our body by eating live. So I look forward to having you all come back and listen to the next shows that are coming. We're not going to be taking up 3 hours for a while. We're going to cut that back a little bit and bring you some real good radio, but a little less of it while I get all of this writing done. So I hope you enjoyed tonight's show. Love to have you go to my website, www.drrainmorgan.com. And it is revamping right now. The Ascension Road formula is coming together. Check it out. You're going to be able to take my classes live online, and everything is on CD, getting ready to be able to be mailed out to you so that you could listen to the CDs and take the classes while you're driving to work. And my mantra is on CD. That's available on the website, and so very much more to come. Want to remind you that we are brought to you by Dr. Sandra Rose Michael, EESystem.com. Visit the website and watch videos and TV shows, listen to radio interviews, read scientific and clinical studies, and view the International Photo Gallery, and sign up for the monthly EE System newsletter. We so very much thank Dr. Sandra Rose Michael. I haven't talked to her in a couple of weeks. Want to wish her happy, happy birthday. I know that she and her man are in the south of France enjoying some much-needed vacation time. And want to remind you also, IABFreedomForLife.com, if you need insurance and you've been turned down because of previous health issues, maybe there's just too many people in your family, and financially having health care is just out of the question. Well, doesn't have to be that way anymore. Go to IABFreedomForLife.com and check it out. And also ConsciousConnecting.org. Doug was on the show last week. That's ConsciousConnecting.org. The questions and the answers, they're all there. Check it out. And we want to thank Fate Magazine also. Fate Magazine, go to FateMag.com and check out the oldest paranormal publication in the United States. Phyllis Galdi, thank you for doing such a good job, and thank you for supporting me and Dr. Sandra Rose and Talk Truth Radio. Thank you, thank you. And I want to thank Utadi Oils, UtadiEssentialOil.com, the finest oils in the world. That's UTTATI. Want to tell you about Utadi. Most, fabulous, fabulous essential oils. All right, guys, it's a couple of minutes after 9, and I want to remind you that I am a psychic healer. I'm a psychic medium. And if you feel like you'd like to have a little help, go to my website. Get my contact information. reignoftruth@cox.net. That's my email. And you can reach me at 623-547-7976. That's Talk Truth Radio. at, that's Rain of Truth, at Cox.net. Sorry about that, I was getting a little ahead of myself there. Rain of Truth at Cox.net and DrRainMorgan.com. That's my website. And you can get a hold of me. I'd love to do a reading for you over the phone. I do long-distance healing, been healing for many, many years. So, my friends out there, be well. Join me Sunday night at 8:30 on bbsradio.com. Much love and many blessings to all of you. Good evening.
The talk radio you have just enjoyed is brought to you by Dr. Sandra Rose Michael and Energy Enhancement Systems. Have a very blessed week, and please join us next Friday at 8 p.m. Pacific Time when we return with more exciting talk. To find out more about the host and sponsor, visit DrRainMorgan.com and EnergyEnhancementSystems.com.